Fox Sports 1480 AM, 102.5 FM. The Gambler. H-G-L-G-S-E-M-O. In Philly, there's a group that brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going, so crack a beer. Take a shot and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, everybody. Live from Crab du Jour on North Broad Street here in Philadelphia, this is the Green Legion Radio Players Show. My name is Quimby. I am alongside my coveted host, Mr. Chris Sackmaster. Sack, what's happening, baby?
Oh, man, I am loving every second of this Ben Simmons saga. It is the gift that keeps on giving the whole year, Clark.
The best part is Diaz is not here to defend him in any way, but I don't think he would at this point.
None. And the best part is, because last week I had to deal with, I tried calling in to the show, and I wasn't able to get through, and I had to listen to his 30-second diatribe about the Flyers. What an absolute clown Diaz is, but I'm not telling you guys anything you don't already know.
Everybody as well, backbone of Green Legion Radio, Hollis Tank Thomas, what's up? I know you're ready to dive into this.
I'm ready to dive into it. I can barely hear myself. There you go. Now you're cooking with bacon grease.
All right.
And we've had a little technical difficulty.
Oh, God, it's been a mess.
It's been a little bit of a mess, but we're
Comrex,
here.
You made my list. You made the list.
You made the list.
Look out for the Facebook post.
I got. Oh, my God.
He's going to get suspended again.
But yeah, I'm ready to get into this. It was some things that I've seen that we did not touch on Get Tanked Happy Hour that I'm surprised that you missed.
Well, good. Missing things.
This
means I don't have to write a big run sheet every week.
You didn't have to miss. It was really bad.
All right.
It was bad. Drugs are bad.
Drugs are bad.
Okay, kids. Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Mackey.
Hey, so it was a couple of things we missed with the showcase of obviously Zach Ertz and still trying to showcase Big Puddin'. It was a big put. I'll save it for
Thank
the show.
Thank you. I'll save Please, it for the I appreciate
show.
That.
It was quite the tease.
I know you usually can't wait. You know, you're 2 minute Tony over
not,
there.
Not really. It's not. I'm like Usain Bolt, 9.8 seconds.
Okay.
But everybody's not always happy with that.
Well, definitely not.
I don't know if I'd be advertising that. During our power hour, you were talking about self-love more than anybody needed to hear. But real quick, everybody, we're brought to you by MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. If you are anywhere near North Broad Street, come on down, because joining us here momentarily, obviously, Dave Spadaro, host of your Philadelphia Eagles Insider Podcast, but also Temple alum, Temple grad, and linebacker for your Philadelphia Eagles, Mr. Sean Bradley, will be joining us here shortly. This is good info. Sack, what do you got?
No, I was just going to say, normally power hour and 9.8 seconds don't go hand in hand.
No.
Whatever do you mean?
No.
Whatever do you mean? They don't go hand in hand? Whatever do you mean?
Listen, guys, we're going all the way up till we're taking a long siesta here. All right, we're going 25 minutes on this set, going all the way up to 5:55 when we join by everybody else. But, all right, so, look, there's a lot to table. For when we go live at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
When you guys are hearing us on Saturday, we are broadcasting obviously Tuesday. So we're just not live on Fox Sports yet for Tuesday night's Players Show. But we'll get through the business aspect again. Our good friends at Crab du Jour, the Finn over at the Fillmore will be opening in 2 weeks. Everybody will be there next Tuesday for a soft opening. $35, chef's selection. We're going to sell tickets. There'll be plenty of refreshments. It will not be open to the public. This is a private event. And joining us for this private event will be linebacker Alex Singleton.
Oh.
So it should be a great program.
Good friend of the program.
You should be satisfied that night, huh?
Whatever, man.
Fantastic.
Whatever, man. A lot of man. Listen, I'd rather have man love than all the self-love you've been proclaiming lately.
Not really.
You're right.
I love me.
I don't know. Again. Julia Roberts. I love me. Family Guy, love it.
Yeah, keep eating those season fries after that image, right?
I might have caught one there.
Let me grab a pen.
You came close.
5:37, 7 minutes in, Slash.
Try our
anyway, so while we are waiting to, well, business part, Bud Light, Stateside Vodka, Stateside Bourbon, MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, The Next Sip, all the Cavanaugh's restaurants, Cavanaugh's Riverdeck, which is now closed for the season, Cavanaugh's Head House, Cavanaugh's Rittenhouse, Cavanaugh's University City, the beautiful ladies over at Delilah's, all City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Graduate Hospital, Logan Square, East Market, JFK, Fishtown, and Northern Liberties. And if you're not in the city, across the bridge at Echelon Health and Fitness, our good friends, Quinn, Dave, Susie.
All of them.
Everybody over there, we appreciate you. Bucks County Baseball Company, check them out for all your vintage Eagles sports gear. Baseball, BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. The King of Prussia Diner. I'll be hanging out with the boys that own that all weekend when we're in Vegas. Horace, Johnny Z, BJ, Tedesco.
Sweet.
Cherry Hill Triplex, Dave Bavuso, State Farm, The Finn, Twin Spires, and coming next week, our new sponsor, AmeriGas.
All right.
Yeah. Wow. For all your propane needs, don't ever have to go to the gas station to change out a propane tank ever again.
And they're looking to become a huge sponsor of Bud Light Baseball Brunch next season with Murph and myself. So we're excited for the opportunity that they're going to have with us here at Green Legion Radio.
Excellent, excellent. Ooh. We're going to table every other announcement except Detroit. By the time you guys hear this on Saturday, the tailgate for Vegas will be closed. Ooh. Detroit is still open, so go to greenlegion.com, get signed up for that. Denver still has about...
20?
About 150 spots we can still sell, which... Once we get to the week of, 150 spots go in 2 days.
Yeah.
But if you want to get on that boat, make sure you do so. So in the absence of our friend Dave Spadaro, who's stuck in traffic right now and or having a very difficult time finding parking.
Okay.
Yep, know what that's like.
Let's get to a little tank time. What do you say?
Yeah, let's get to a little tank time here. Today is October the 19th, 2021. 20, that's 19, 20, and 21. Like that, didn't you?
What was it?
19, 20, 21.
So it's, didn't think about that.
You didn't think about that, did you?
No, not.
Today is the 292nd day of the year. There's only 73 of these puppies remaining. We're going to start with some events. I took it back to October the 17th, 1954, because this was one of the Green Legion trips, like after the fact, that tied this record.
Which one was this?
This was the Eagles. Remember, I told you this on Sunday. Adrian Banks.
Oh, yeah.
Adrian Banks, the 7 touchdowns. Who tied that record on a Green Legion trip?
Nick Foles, baby.
Yes, against the Raiders, in which we're playing.
The Raiders.
The Raiders. And another event was, I put this in there especially for my brethren here, because I knew he was going to be here. In 1983, guess what 13-game winning streak started with which team that you desire?
13-game winning streak?
Yes.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
1983?
Yes.
Oh, 83.
Yeah, 1983?
Yeah.
Philadelphia Phillies.
Well, no, because they lost the World Series.
Dr.
Year.
J.
Yeah, was it the Flyers?
Yes, it was
there
the Flyers.
Damn.
Yes, see? Then in 1999, brother, Cher, she put Do You Believe, the song Believe. It was released today.
Why don't you give us a little...
No.
No.
I'm going to give you some quick birthdays, though. In 1920, LaWanna Page, that's Esther from San Francisco.
Esther.
Yes. 1932, Robert Reed, Mike Brady. 1945, John Lithgow. And 1953...
Harry and the Hendersons,
yes,
baby.
Yes, yes.
Great movie.
1953, Lionel Hollins. 1962, we have Evander Holyfield.
Ricochet.
Yes.
With Denzel.
Yeah, he played a great bad guy.
That was a great movie. He was an excellent bad guy.
Tremendous bad guy. 1976, The Good Gooding. Omar Gooding, not Cuba Gooding.
By the way, how do you approach that?
Yes.
Finding the lady of the evening that is not disease-free that'll sleep with Denzel.
Ah, that's awkward.
<Yep. laughs>
In 1972, we had on Sunday a show. We had the Get Tanked Happy Hour. It was Wackleff.
Oh, right? By the way, who's kicking ass right now?
God.
Who had a $5,000 week?
I believe Sean Bradley is.
That's Sean Bradley's here. Hey, you got to come up.
How you doing, Sean?
What's up, baby?
Everybody, Sean Bradley's in the house. Hey, brother, if you want to get a drink or something, or you come right over.
Come right over. You can finish up. This is tank time. So in 1972, I had Praz from the Fugees. Today's his birthday.
Okay.
And today's story is about September the 25th, 2005, when we played against the Oakland Raiders here. A lot of people remember this game specifically because of we lost a kicker that game, and one the linebacker had the kickoff and the extra points. Who was the linebacker?
Wait, what year?
2005.
Wow, that's a tough one.
In this very game, we won the game. I was captain of the game.
2005.
I was captain of the game, and I had five tackles and two TFLs.
Everybody, Pro Football Reference, check those stats.
One on a double reverse versus Jerry Porter. No, it was number 50.
Sean, feel free to get up to the mic, baby.
He think it's Barry Gordon.
No, we give the limp mic to Dave.
Go down to the next one. This is you right here.
If you want to play with a limp mic all night, we give that one to Dave just for, for fun.
So it wasn't Barry Gordon. It was one number up from that, from Barry Gordon.
Oh, God.
He had 53, and it was.
The only one I can think of is Mark Simoneau.
Yes, it was.
Mark
Simoneau had to become, he kicked off, and he kicked some extra points as well in that game.
The one I remember the most is Camus in 2017.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, when he did it, Jake Elliott got hurt in the Dallas game.
Oh. Well, that was the best part, actually going just throwing caution to the wind and going for two every time. And
we
converted three out of 4 2-point conversions during that Dallas game.
And the funny thing was, is like we actually kicked extra points with Mark Simoneau. He hit one of them, but then things went awry.
I gotcha.
So that was one of my stories. And the other part was the Green Legion going down and witnessing Nick Foles do the thing and tying the record of Adrian Banks.
I had 428 people at that game, but we're going to talk about that during Kaja because hold on, I got to make sure that these guys have some sound here.
Make sure you give them some sound.
My producer left for some reason. He had to get a beer, I guess.
It's a valid reason.
Yeah, I understand.
I think he went
back empty-handed.
I think he went
All right, well, let's do this while we have an opportunity because we're not going to talk about Bitch Simmons. Yes.
Yes, it's
Bitch Simmons. All right.
Okay.
Sounds Maxine, accurate. What's up, baby?
Sounds accurate to me.
We're not going to talk about Bitch Simmons when we get on air. We're going to focus and highlight our man Sean Bradley here because I dug into you a little bit. I've found some fun stories about you, my friend, and none of them are offensive. They're great, man.
Let's get into it.
We're gonna get into it when we live. It's like the one thing that I did like about you. I watched you when you played at Temple. You hit everything.
Remember, we tabled this for a little bit.
Well, no, I'm just letting him out like his pass coverage.
Come on, baby.
He's a linebacker. I protect.
He's a big linebacker.
He's a.
Listen,
remember,
man. Just because you could eat most human beings doesn't...
Trotter was my linebacker. Right. Jeremiah Trotter.
Oh, man.
Yeah, exactly. See? Sit on the mic. Say, oh, man. Big a big dog, yeah.
Right.
He could have lined up next to us.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm gonna say this again. When your father's listening live at 6 o'clock, you're a much better looking man than him. He's going to be pissed off about that.
Hey, look, I appreciate that.
Everybody, let's talk about the elephant in the room right now, and it is the Bitch Simmons watch.
Okay.
All right? And because, sorry, Sean, you don't know, our other co-host, Mike Diaz, is a trust the process guy, and he is not here. And I am so glad that he was not on the schedule to be here, so he cannot defend this in any way. So
count your blessings.
And I know he's listening, so I'm going to let our man Chris Sack go off about this right now. Sack, Bitch Simmons watch. What do you got?
Incredibly pathetic, this whole entire situation. The fact that the Sixers let it get this far. He obviously doesn't want to be here. I mean, the guy had his cell phone in his short pocket yesterday during practice. I mean, like,
practice,
you know? And then you have on top of that, Doc Rivers is leading the breakdown in the huddle with the players, and he's nowhere to be seen. He's off in the distance, walking back
in
towards the
background.
Locker room. Yeah, in the background, and then as soon as, like, everyone's convening and they're hanging out after practice, and he just walks back into the locker room. So then what happens on Tuesday is he gets kicked out of practice because Doc asks him to get involved in a defensive drill.
Isn't that what he's known for? Isn't that what his strong point is?
What has he said to Doc? No.
No.
So he asks him again.
says no again, and then Doc throws him out of practice. He gets suspended for the first game of the season. This right here, sometimes, man, you just got to cut your losses. Addition by subtraction.
Right.
You cannot have this guy in this locker room any longer, and he has to go. Dave.
Can I sorry I'm late, guys.
No.
can I add from the team side, having lived through it with T.O., okay?
Okay, yeah, that's what
I'm about. Why do you blame the team for this? Yeah. You said you blamed the team for letting it get this far.
Because
it should have been gone long ago.
But you just think you snap your fingers.
I don't know. I disagree with you on that one.
There was a lot of teams that were lined up. Now you're going to get a quarter of a dollar instead of 50 or 75 cents.
Also, as a reporter, you believe what you hear.
Is that what you call yourself?
Yes.
Really?
And yeah, I do. Like, I report on the Eagles side. My agenda is I am the Eagles guy.
Stop it.
But that's Sean, do you agree with us?
But before that, long ago, the team.
I mean, as far as I know.
Sean and I, because of COVID, I don't even know Sean. I don't know Sean at all.
Well, Spuds is a good guy to know. Yeah. But Spuds, I
work for the team.
But yeah,
I'm still
a
reporter.
Yeah. A
and
one.
You're, but you're, and you, so I have an agenda. So I skew my stories a certain way, right? Team friendly.
Okay.
You're reporting that all these teams wanted to line up. You have really no idea what the deals actually were. Like, if Daryl Morey thought he could make a deal that was beneficial to the team, he would have made the deal.
Yeah.
No, because he was looking for a superstar. That's what he wanted, and they weren't offering that.
And the reason why they were not offering that, because they're overvaluing what they have. They paid him, so he's really...
Wow, we haven't heard this anywhere.
Well, I know we haven't heard this.
Overvaluing players?
Yeah, we have.
And you get a sixth-round pick and sixth-round cornerback?
Yeah, we will.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Deepest apologies. We talked about that in the green room, but he brought it up. So, but
we'll talk about that.
So when you look at them overvaluing what Ben was, they were trying to get him to come in and be convenient about the situation. Because if you truly want to leave, bring your happy ass in there and show everybody what you can do. Showcase what you can do, and then we can get you out of here for somebody, and we can get somebody back. But don't come here after you just signed an extension, a max extension, and talk about, oh, I don't want to be here. Like, seriously, dude? Stop it.
Listen, a lot of the reason why I'm saying this falls on the team as well is because they initially tried trading him for James Harden back in, January, February. They failed in that regard. He knew he was trying to get traded. Then after Game 7, where he doesn't dunk the ball, he gets thrown underneath the bus by the superstar, the franchise player, the head coach, and the general manager.
Nobody.
Then they're trying to shop him. He's not picking up phone calls all summer long. And then all of a sudden, they're trying to backtrack.
Nobody's trying to backtrack. He can't be so soft.
No, because Doc Rivers at that point was sitting there trying to backtrack and say, oh, we want him back. We want him back in the locker room. No, you couldn't get what you wanted all along. And now you want him back. Now you want him on the team.
So you're saying his feelings are hurt, so he shouldn't play hard.
I'm not defending this guy at all.
Because none of you are looking this way.
Sorry.
All right?
Sorry.
The only reason they wanted him back was so that they could show the rest of the league that he could be a team player.
Yeah. And he's
and they were trying in every way, shape, or form.
And he's soiling,
it has failed miserably.
He's soiling
that
his fans.
Experiment is gone. I guarantee, from here on out, he does not show up again to anything. He is back in the hole, and that's it. He will not suit up for practice, a game, in any way, shape, or form for the Sixers. No.
He won't get paid.
Exactly.
We said that before, but he just walked out of practice.
But he'll do the bare minimum to get paid.
And this is what I'll be the devil's advocate here. Now, see, when the dust settles, as a team, do I want this guy on my team? You got paid the maximum. What are you bitching about? You bitching about because you won't shoot? Because you won't pull the trigger? Come on. What the hell is that?
Embiid said he doesn't care about that man anymore.
He
wants him gone.
Yeah, duh.
The franchise player wants him gone.
Duh.
He needs to be gone by this weekend. You cannot have him. You suspended him for Wednesday night's game against the Pelicans.
Hold on.
You can't play that.
I'm still not fire sailing the guy. I'm going to hold off for the best offer.
But you can't.
Good luck.
You can try to. And good luck, because he's tainted. He's already
giggity.
He's already out there. doing already out there, not being a team player, not being part of.
Wait,
anything.
You mean he's golden tainted?
Golden taint. deepest apologies to write that down.
No, I think we can get away with that.
This, I think I wrote that before.
This is the worst.
It's just my Wi-Fi passcode.
Okay. Yes.
This is literally the worst possible time for them to try and make this trade because every team right now has their teams locked in for the beginning of the season.
Well, then you do
it. The best time to trade was back in June or July.
No, you do this. You wait for a team that's contending, that has a key player go down with injury, and then you make the trade.
Abacadabra.
You do the Minnesota Sammy Sleeves trade, which is Howie Roseman's most brilliant move of all time.
Or just what happened with the Cardinals. Got a fifth-round pick in the corner.
You hate – listen, Dame Lillard and the Trailblazers get off to
it's
a terrible
bad.
Start. They
bad,
get,
no.
If they get off to a terrible start and he sits there and says, well, this
terrible.
Isn't changing.
Terrible.
We're not a playoff team. Chauncey Billups has no idea what he's doing.
Yep.
By the time you get to Christmas, he might be begging his way out of there. So that's really the only hope that you have is that Beal or Lillard decide, you know what, these franchises – it's not happening here. I got to go. And then you have a chip like Ben Simmons. But really, what kind of chip do you have?
You got a chip
with no flavor.
You really just have somebody who can play.
I'm sorry, you got plain Lay's. I need a little Ruffles with cheddar and sour cream.
I shouldn't have to put hot sauce on these chips.
The best chip.
In the immortal words of Colonel Sanders.
You want to know the best thing you can ever do with cheddar and sour cream Ruffles? Crush them up. And put them in with hamburger. You want the best burger of your life?
Delicious.
I'm
a witness of it. But
it's like butter on a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, I know. But
don't. Why'd you have to do that?
In the immortal words of Colonel Sanders, I'm too drunk to taste this chicken.
I will say this. It is really shocking that he would just bail on his teammates.
But did you see his body? His body language, though.
Yeah.
Did you see his body like his body language and the whole shebang? I see you. I see you. Okay. His body language and all that, and not even interacting with the player. He said nothing to nobody. To me, you're writing it down. It's a big F you. And it's like I don't need to get away with that. I just said F you because I didn't want to, you know. But in the grand scheme of things, even if you're not cool with everybody. We all have a common goal. We trying to win games and try to win a championship. Even if you're not down with us, like off the field or something, go on do what you're gonna do.
The one thing that we haven't talked about is the fact that Joel went at him.
Well, he had to this time because if you saw that practice, I would have choked him out. I'm sorry, I would have had to choke him out. You off to the side, really? You off to the side? He is you one of the key cogs in us winning, and you're off to the side acting like a bitch. Man, come on.
Tank, you were around when T.O. was doing his thing.
Well, he was in his driveway doing his stuff.
I know. Like what
Brad, how do you, Brad Childress went after him.
How do you compare Brad the Childress situation?
Hugh Douglas went after him.
Hugh Douglas went after him, but Hugh Douglas was
on the
field.
Hugh Douglas got his ass whooped.
No, it really wasn't a fight. I saw it. It was like two old guys swinging at each other.
I heard Hugh. I heard Hugh walked in. He sat down next to Donovan.
It was two
and
Mr. Herberts.
And he said, it's your turn. Donovan's like, no, I'm good.
No, he did. He did walk out of the area in which they were. When they were sprawling and looked in the locker room and was like, yeah, whoever else wants some, looking down in the direction of Donovan McNabb, and whoever else wants some, know where to find me at. 8-1, it's been real.
All right. You guys, let's do this. We're going to take a break here real quick on Green Legion Radio, live from Crab du Jour, 822 North Broad Street here in Philadelphia. We're also brought to you by MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. We have the full cast of characters now. Myself, Sackmaster, Dave Spadaro, Hollis Tank Thomas, and Eagles linebacker Temple grad here on Temple's campus. Again, Mr. Sean Bradley, we appreciate you being here. We come back. We're going to be live on Fox Sports Radio here in Philadelphia. We'll be back. Right after this. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, the Players Show, live from Crab du Jour at 822 North Broad Street here in Philadelphia. Everybody, we're brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. For all your residential contracting needs, contact them at 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. My name is Quimby. I'm your MC this evening. Joined alongside our producer, Slash, who is doing, I don't know what the hell he's doing right now.
Yeoman's work.
Hollis needs a drink. Wow, Sam's not here tonight. Obviously, you're taking intern duties. Chris Sackmaster, Sack Attack, Reggie, ooh-ha-ha, my man. Host of your Philadelphia Eagles Insider Podcast, Mr. Dave Spadaro.
Hello, hello, go Birds.
Backbone of Green Legion Radio, both the players show, the pregame show, the Get Tagged Happy Hour. Number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good
evening. I'm not clapping. I got to put up with you on a regular basis. And special guest this evening. I am so happy he's finally here. We are on Temple's campus, or at least a spit away from it. Your Philadelphia Eagles linebacker, Mr. Sean Bradley.
Yo, yo. How you doing? How you doing?
Yeah. It's about damn time. Oh,
where did you live on campus? Where did you live on campus?
On Diamond Street.
Okay.
Right on the other side of where the facility's at. Yeah.
It is always a pleasure to have homegrown talent. And I'm not going to lie to you, there's a lot of us here. Dave will play neutral on this entire thing, but the rest of us have said, all right, Eric Wilson, I get this, you know, mercenary contract, but we want to see you have more time on the field. And it seems as though the more time you have on the field, the better you're getting. And we're digging this. I mean, by the way, okay, and I got to ask you this question to start off. All right, it's commonplace for me. With the Green Legion, we've been running Eagles road trips for almost two decades.
They're awesome.
Thank you, Dave.
They are.
I'll give you $20 after the show. But if you're... I watched the replay of the Carolina game when I got home 3 days later after I got over my hangover. All right?
Sounds about right.
It's got to be cool, man. The first time you go on a road game, I know you were there in Atlanta, but you didn't get much playing time there. But Carolina was a different story. Carolina turned out, Tank, what are you doing over there? Quit messing around, man.
I didn't know you.
You and your snow globe.
It's
got to be a cool thing when you realize for the first time as a Philadelphia Eagle, even in what we were considering a rebuilding year, when Panthers Stadium turns into a home game for you. Mm-hmm. You had to have heard that. You had to have felt that that energy. And honestly, when you recovered that that block punt, mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all going, ah. Now, first of all, I'm going to let you respond to that, but then I'm going to tell you something else, and everybody else here knows. But how did you feel hearing all those Eagles fans?
Yeah, it was definitely crazy. The atmosphere in all the away games so far has been crazy. The Eagles fans have turned out. They came out to Atlanta. They had more fans than Atlanta did, honestly.
But Atlanta has about two fans, just so you know.
Right, exactly.
And they have an even worse owner who hates me.
One is Little Bow Wow.
Yeah. Oh, he was pissed.
Yeah, he was highly upset. He's just Bow Wow now, right?
So he was hot.
All right. Anyway. Continue.
Sean.
Yeah, so Carolina was good, man. I was looking forward to the game a lot, especially because Coach Rule was the guy that recruited me there. So it was kind of big, man. It was exciting. Even though I should have picked it up and scored, I fell on it. But, you know.
Nah, you know what?
It is what it is.
It was a safe play. It was. It was the right play.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dave. You look like
I'm really excited to be here because of COVID, I really don't know Sean very well, and last year was never able to actually meet him face to face. I think this summer we met like in training camp face to face, and then everything again turns virtual. So when I do interviews with guys, they always have to be either on the phone or in another room.
Okay. Right?
So it's nice to sit next to him. Temple grad, 19 class of 87.
Yes, and you went to Temple?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Damn, Sean, I wish you weren't here so I could say, now we know what's wrong with you, Dave.
Yeah,
I went to Temple, too. It's messed up.
Wait, you went to Temple as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
Oh, wow. Look,
50% of this table is Temple grad?
Yeah.
I'm out.
Temple's the city school. I mean, it's a great
Dave,
education.
I'll make you feel old. 2016.
I will. That doesn't make me feel old.
I will. And then I got
makes me feel old.
I got recruited by Temple Alex.
Did you?
High school.
From, you went to Northern Illinois?
I went to Northern Illinois, yeah.
Yeah.
They had two more victories than you guys.
Yeah, but anyway,
you guys had none. And they
but
had
for, but I but I'm really proud. I'm really proud that Temple is a program that sends a lot of players to the NFL. So I'm proud that Sean has made it and is continuing to make it. And there's like two stories in the NFL. There's one thing when you make it, and then there's another challenge to stay in the league. Mm-hmm. And that's the challenge every year, right? Like yeah. You feel
whatever
that way.
Do you
absolutely.
Yeah, so there's no stay power. I was an undrafted free agent.
I'm saying everybody fights for their spot in the NFL is my point.
Not me. I was kicking ass and taking names.
Here we go.
You made the league on a
but you still can't talk.
Wing and a prayer. Yeah.
You still can't talk with a set of nuts on a microphone. So let's go. Bring it up.
Yeah, I can. I don't know if you know. You guys have my mic kind of low. I could yell and scream into this puppy. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Speaker new.
Hollis Tank Thomas starring in this year's edition of the Nutcracker.
Sean's position right now is that he's got to make it on special teams and keep working hard and get more reps on defense. And that's the reality of the situation. And so for you to get a big special teams play and to play so well on special teams enhances your stock. And then when JG calls on you on defense, you're in the right spot, right?
I'm ready to go.
Are you feeling good about it?
Exactly. Absolutely.
Hold on a second. Is our defensive coordinator good enough right now to have a nickname?
It's just his initials. Yeah. JG.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dear Lord, no.
Yeah, hold on. We got a little feedback coming. Sean, Slash is going to go take care of that real quick.
As somebody who grew up nearby in Rancocas Valley, right, do you appreciate how the fans feel? And do you feel like you know how the fans feel that the Eagles are 2-4 and that, you know, defense isn't getting enough stops, the running game isn't there for the offense, et cetera? Do you feel like you are in the fiber? Do your friends and family tell you everything?
Yeah, man. It's crazy, especially from being here so much, and everybody I knew has always been Eagles fans, and they've always acted like this. So,
what are you guys doing?
Oh, man.
What was that, man?
It's like Spinal Tap here.
So...
This is the third most professional sports.
Well, we were eighth world ranked two years ago.
Right.
Yes,
right.
Yes, world ranked. No doubt about it.
Professional sports podcast.
Now, Chad, before this sport deal went down.
Yeah, I don't think your mic's up.
I don't think my mic is up either, and I'm yelling.
Oh, I know. Bring it from here.
Hey, I'm yelling.
Keep talking, Tank. Keep talking.
Now, being in the linebacker position. What do you notice? About the different nuances? But the speed of the game.
For those people who couldn't hear the question, I'll translate. The speed of the game. Oh, there you go.
Speed of the game, versus speed of the college game.
Completely different. That and the playbook learning was the two biggest things for me coming out of last year that I had to adjust to. But the speed of the game, for one, for sure, because it's like, you know, everybody knows what they're doing, everybody's on point, so it's quick. Moves real fast.
Now the one thing I will tell you, if I don't give you any other advice, always know your playbook. But not only know your playbook, but know it for every position, because as a rookie, I didn't have the luxury of having a spot. So when I came in the game, I said, which side do I play? He said, you play the side that the veteran doesn't want to. So when I came in, either I play left D tackle or right D tackle. Right. But you have to know it like the back of your hand. So that's why it's like you got to get on the field the best way you can.
Absolutely.
And I had to play kickoff return. Back then it was brutal. Mm. I mean, you remember the wedges and stuff? Mm-hmm. The reason why you don't do wedges. And
no more, yeah.
I was one of those reasons. On the back wedge. I was on the back wedge just myself. It was myself with two fullbacks. You remember? I don't know if you remember that year we led the league in kickoff return yards with
Rossum?
No, with Derek Witherspoon.
Oh, Derek Witherspoon. Great. Yes, yes, yes.
You didn't remember that.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't Reese Witherspoon.
I got 1,200. Hey, you don't know who she is? She doesn't want a ticket. But now it's like you had to, when they call your number, just seize the moment, man. Because everybody gets an opportunity. The way people get opportunities is when people get injured.
Right.
And once you get injured, that's why nobody wants to get injured. Everybody always wants
Wally
to steal.
Wally Pipped.
Yep. Yeah, Wally Pipped.
Nobody wants to get Wally Pipped.
What was it? Describe the feeling of going out. Well, it was 2020, but no fans. But, you know, you played your college ball at Lincoln Financial Field, and then you make it into the NFL, and then you go out on Lincoln Financial Field for a regular season game. What was it like? What was the feeling like?
Oh, it was completely different. I finally felt what it really felt like to be there, right? Because Temple, and I'm not, no discredit to Temple, of course, but we didn't get a lot of fans there, so it was like kind of like the first section is filled, and
atmosphere.
Did you feel as though, Sean, did you feel as though you had any advantage whatsoever knowing the field based on the fact that you played a lot of your home games there?
Yeah, maybe you could hear some of their calls, you know what I'm saying? Oh, are you talking about
Temple?
Well, yeah, a little bit. I'm just used to the grass, used to the feeling of the thing, but I mean, not really. It wasn't so much difference. The crowd gave me more energy, so it brought it to life more.
I was thinking you missed out on the Temple Notre Dame game back in 2013.
Well, 2013?
It was,
there was one in 20. There was one.
That was 2015.
College Game Day.
No, it was 2015. Oh. That's right. That's
wow.
Right.
Yeah,
that's 2015. Yep.
Hold on. Right. Sack got audited.
I did.
Yes.
I was trying to think. I was like, ah.
The Swami gets slapped.
Ah.
Only because I went.
All right. So who recruited you?
Matt Rule.
Who? What schools recruited you?
Temple, Wagner, and Rhode Island.
And they all wanted you as linebacker?
No. Rhode Island and Wagner with me at running back.
Okay.
We're going to get into that. Dave, shut up. real quick, because we're going to get to this, but on the second segment, it's all about Sean. Eagles-Bucks, let's talk about this real quick. All right. What went right? What went wrong? I'm going to let it. I'm going to let Dave have it first so Hollis can argue with him about it.
Okay.
And then we're going to let Sean tell everybody what really happened because he was the only person on the field. But,
I mean, I felt like the, honestly, and I'm make this comparison, I felt like the Eagles were the mouse and the Bucks were the cat. And it started out really competitively. Eagles defense, well, the Eagles defense wasn't competitive at the beginning at all. It was Tom Brady went down the first two drives. Too easy. Eagles offense came back, made it a bit of a game. And then I felt like the Eagles defense made adjustments and played better. And the Eagles offense, obviously, six consecutive possessions, one first down, not sustainable. And then the Patriots or the Bucks just did what they wanted with Tom Brady. And then the Eagles defense got some stops, which was great. Eagles scored late and made it a game. But like I never felt like the Eagles were threatening Tampa Bay at all.
No. And no, and that score was not. Yeah, I believe that the score was not indicative of the
yeah,
game.
Yeah, I mean, for those who gamble, I know the Eagles covered, so everybody's covered. Happy.
Hold on a second. What did I say in the pregame show? Eagles plus 7.5, under 52.5. Who wins twice? Oh, we'll talk about that when we come back from break. Suck it, Diaz. Hollis, anyway, what do you got?
Oh, you're talking from the Bucks game?
Yeah.
It was really bad. I watched Big Clinton.
It was bad.
It was bad. I watched Big Clinton. I guess we were trying to showcase.
I'm sorry, Sean, just so you know, Hollis refers to Andre Dillard as Big Puddin'.
Big Puddin'. You know what a puddin' is, don't you? You know what a puddin' is, don't you?
Yeah, I know what it is.
Oh, okay, cool. So Big Puddin'. I don't know if they were going on silent counter or what the hell was going on. But he was still in his damn stance on one of those plays, and he damn near got everybody in the backfield killed. Not killed, kilt.
Kilt.
Kilt. It was god awful.
I love that little St. Louis, Louisiana accent.
But anyway, I was like, come on, man, you know the snap count, and he was the only one that didn't move on that snap play, and I was like, wow, what was he thinking of? Yeah. And one of the reasons why, I think they were just trying to showcase him to try to move him, but I think they're going to get somebody hurt. You don't have to deal with this, son. We don't want to put you in a vicarious position, and Dave either. You don't have to say anything.
Wait, showcase him. Who else was going to play left tackle?
You could have put somebody.
Guys, I'm not ready for your arguments today.
Tooth.
All right. We want Sean to weigh in on
the
this
time
right
and place
now.
For everything.
Yeah. Sean, tell us what you felt went right on defense, what you felt went wrong.
I mean, I would say, you know, both teams, starting with the Bucks, they got good players. They got Tom Brady, of course. So
defending
way,
Super Bowl champions.
Exactly. So
we can't deny this.
They were going to make good plays, right? You know, we got started a little bit late. We came out a little bit flat. Maybe we could have came out better. But at the end of the day, they made more plays than we did. We were in the game at the end, and we got a costly penalty, which again hurt us. So beating ourselves once again. But, you know, we were in the game, I thought. So could have been better on both sides, of course. But
No. Real fast. I want to address that real quick. In the film room, in meetings after games, all right, the Eagles have been taking a lot of penalties, and a lot of penalties that are killing drives. A lot of penalties that
keep drives going for the other team.
For the other team, I understand you're bound by a covenant that you know you're not allowed to speak about a lot of things. But I mean, is this being addressed in the locker room? Is this being talked about? Because the amount of penalties that the Eagles have had so far, it's we get it. We've had teams that have been really bad and have had a lot of penalties, but this is starting to get up there at a pretty high echelon.
It's surely being emphasized within the whole building. But I mean, at the end of the day, you know, sometimes you get overly competitive. It gets what it is, what it is. But we're trying to cut down on it. But it's definitely being emphasized within the building.
What's your thought on this year? Then adding in the taunting rule, the taunting penalty. Because I look at that call from the other game, from the Bucks game on Thursday night, God. And that's a joke. An absolute joke of a call, and I just think there's a time and a place for it, and in that time in the game, it wasn't warranted in that situation.
Yeah, I agree. I would say the same thing, but at the end of the day, it's like, you know, they changed the rule, which most of us don't agree with. I don't agree with because it's a part of the game, but we got to abide by the rules, and we got that penalty called on us at the wrong time. Whether it was right or wrong, it happened, and it essentially, you know, hurt us on that drive.
So we haven't had a show since before the Carolina game. So if I can just offer my perspective on the context of where these are 2-4, thank you. You know, the Carolina win was really an encouraging win. And so you try to build off that. And then from the Eagles standpoint, like not giving up against Tampa Bay, still fighting.
Dave, real,
back, getting,
real fast.
It's very good. It's a positive
real,
sign.
Real
tiny,
fast.
Tiny,
I want to let
growth.
You have this, okay? Yeah. But look, Carolina win, excellent. And agree with you in every aspect. But then coming on 4 days rest, having to play defending Super Bowl champions, man, that's difficult.
Yeah,
now you have a chance to resurrect. You got a chance to get back, which, let's be honest, all right, the Raiders were playing well for the first couple weeks, but they are still the freaking Raiders.
They're really talented, man.
They are
really
awful.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
4-2. They're tied for first place in the division.
Their offense is legit.
And the defensive line is
so good. Is very good.
It's a facade.
It's two waves of defensive lines that come at you. They have 20 sacks, all coming from the defensive line.
Yeah. How much time do we have, Slash?
I don't know.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Is that good?
Get out final thoughts on Eagles Bucks, because when we come back, we're going to highlight Sean Bradley, and we're also going to talk about the matchup between Eagles and the Raiders.
For me, I think Sean said it best. Tampa Bay is just a better football team than the Eagles. They're more experienced. They're together. They've got Tom Brady. Eagles didn't play well enough that night. And
screw Tom Brady.
Yeah,
I love the fact that they didn't give up. The thing that I was emphasizing was them getting better each week. And I felt like with the Carolina game, with the fight of all three phases coming together in the Carolina game, and then in the Bucks game, totally not totally giving up, it bodes well, and it could put some stuff in the bank on the way down the stretch.
Let me take this one out to break right now, just so you guys know. Next Sunday, pregame show live from Las Vegas. Myself, Hollis Tank Thomas, Irving Fryer, who's going to be marrying a couple of our friends. What?
What time?
I'm getting there, man.
Hurry up.
Really?
For a specific reason.
10 a.m. here. I'm sorry, 10 a.m. on the West Coast, 1 o'clock here Eastern Time. Pregame show, Green Legion Radio pregame show, live from Las Vegas at the Temple Pool at 1 p.m.
At the Temple Pool?
At Caesar's Palace.
At Caesar's Palace. You said Temple.
It is a great thing. We got Temple everywhere.
It's a connection.
Quit interrupting me, man.
It's an omen.
Everybody, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, GPHA, providing medical, dental, behavioral health, pharmacy, and child development services for over 50 years. Full family care for the entire family, prenatal, pediatrics, adult specialty services, and more. COVID-19 vaccine and testing available. Contact them at 888-296-GPHA. That's 888-296-GPHA, or visit them on the web at gphainc.org. Everybody, we are live from Crab du Jour on North Broad Street here in Philadelphia with our great friends, Hollis Thomas, Dave Spadaro, Chris Sack, Slash, and of course Eagles linebacker Sean Bradley. Everybody, we're brought to you by MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. We'll be back right after this. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, live from Crab du Jour on North Broad Street here in Philadelphia, alongside Sackmaster, Dave Spadaro, Tank, and Eagles linebacker Sean Bradley.
Yeah.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles! We can do that wherever we want, everybody.
Yes, we can. Before you finish, we might I need to get Sean a waitress over so he can get something to eat.
All right.
He's hungry.
We're going to take care of that, man.
Okay.
We got it.
I'm just making sure.
Thanks. Dave Bavuso is going to yell at you, by the way.
Hey, Dave.
All right. You deserve to get good service and great rates. At State Farm, we get it, and we're here to help, because with every State Farm policy, you get good neighbor service, and you get surprisingly great rates. So what are you waiting for? Get going and talk to local State Farm agent Dave Bavuso about your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the real deal, call Dave Bavuso, State Farm Agency, 856-740-5012. That's 856-740-5012. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. Everybody, we are at Crab du Jour, like I just said, alongside Eagles linebacker Sean Bradley, and I got all kinds of stuff on my man right now.
I want to hear this.
Which we're getting into. All right. 6'1", 240.
Really? Me too. You wear it better than me, though.
You're nowhere near 6'1", either.
I'm 6'1".
Highly doubt it.
We'll measure up afterwards.
He wears lifts.
We'll measure up later, okay. Sean.
When you guys are done with the Big Richard contest, let us know. All right. Drafted 196 overall in 2020. High school at Rancocas Valley. Played, by the way, I played Golden Pheasant every week for the last 4 weeks.
What is Golden Pheasant?
It's a golf course in Rancocas.
I was actually for a friend.
Yeah.
You know he plays Golden Pheasant every week. He's a big golfer.
Hey, listen, let me know when your cashmere sweater gets untucked, okay?
Wow.
You know, people, it's not tucked, but I'm not afraid to show what I got, so that's why I don't pull it
again,
down.
I told you guys to stop having the Big Richard contest. You're running back in high school. Your senior year, you ran for 1,467 yards on 188 carries with 22 touchdowns. I'm not done, Dave.
Question about that. Did you ever feel sorry, Sean? Because I know it had to happen in high school. You're a man.
Did you ever
feel
sorry that we invited him on the show?
You're a man running over boys. Like you. Did you?
What just happened there? That was fun.
IDK.
Did you ever feel sorry for the kids you ran over? Like you literally ran over kids, right?
Yeah, I mean. Nah.
I can't hear you.
I enjoyed it.
Keep going. Yeah, so, yeah, I would say I enjoyed it for the most part. I mean, I didn't really think about it too much. I was just trying to get everything I could. Exactly. That's all I was thinking about was they can't tackle me anyway.
You had a 7.8 yard per carry average. Hey, man, got to be honest. Do you feel like taking a couple handoffs on the other side of the ball if they ever allow that to happen?
I mean... Nah, I'm going to stick to my defensive
side.
I know how defensive players think.
Come on.
I don't even know if I want to get
it's
back.
It's better to hit than be hit.
Yeah, exactly. Hunted to be hunted.
All right, you topped the 100-yard mark in 7 of 11 games, added 6 catches for 88 yards, on defense registered 19 tackles and 1 interception, also lettered in basketball and track. Oh, I do my research. You're in Rancocas Valley High Male Athlete of the Year in 2014 and 2015. Didn't have a single offer to play college ball, and then Fran Brown. Right?
Yep, that's my guy.
Talk to him.
That's my guy. So, I had Rhode Island at first. They took the scholarship while I was midway through my senior year because I wasn't committed. They just decided to take my scholarship at the last second. So I just had them. I had Wagner. I came late. And it was Temple really at the last second came in, maybe like a week before signing.
Literally,
Fran
it
Brown
was like
called me.
The witching hour, right?
Exactly. Like the last second came in, asked me for a private workout, got the workout, got offered a gray shirt, and I committed. That was history.
Fran went to your games, and were you aware of his presence ever, or did the call come out of the blue from him?
He randomly called me. I didn't meet him. I never seen him at the games. He randomly called me, like, I heard this is the best athlete in South Jersey. It was the craziest thing, the funniest thing ever, right? So he called me and said that, and then, I mean, they came to a couple of my games, got me out there on a visit, and it was history after that.
Played in 4 seasons for the Owls, racking up 249 tackles, 22 tackles for a loss, 2 sacks, 3 picks, 5 passes defended. 86 of those tackles came in 2019, a career year as a senior in college, right? Tell us about your Temple experience, man.
I mean, it was amazing. Like, just besides the fact that we went through 4 different coaches while I was there.
The one didn't even coach a game, right?
Yeah, he was
the guy from Miami.
He was there for a week.
Shook
his hand a couple times.
He just came to Crab du Jour to get some seafood.
Got a cheesesteak and left.
Did he Lee Corso job? Yes. You know what Lee Corso did, don't you? He went to Northern Illinois and he coached like a half a season. The entire time he lived in the coach's office, and then he left. Lee Corso, the guy that's on college football, yeah.
All right, sorry. Now we got a lot of dirt on you. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, the other thing.
You know
about,
what? Every time I have
Temple,
a great segue, you just well, jump
wait,
in.
Before we leave Temple, I want to. Can you explain to everybody the significance of wearing the single digit number at Temple and what an honor that was for you?
Yeah, that was big for me. Coming into college, like I said, I didn't really have much offer. So when you get into college at first, you're back at the bottom of the totem pole, right? Like I felt like I was a freshman, had to work my way back up. Single digit was something big on campus. All the older guys had it. It's what I wanted. So when I finally got it, it was like a big relief knowing that I was doing something right. I was moving in the right direction.
What the hell?
I had
the
honor.
I had two digits. What the hell?
I mean, listen, man. The guys with the single digits was the tough guys on the team. Got busy.
There's so many things we could say about you and two digits right now.
I
we don't want to talk about it.
Single digit on tank, man. It's too slimming.
I destroy people. I destroy people. I choke people out.
Yeah. All right.
I know what y'all
anyway, this is not about you right now. Sure you can mute him whenever you want.
It's about Sean.
All right, so we got a lot of dirt on you. All right,
let's hear it.
First of all, I've had the pleasure of meeting your father.
Three times.
Hollis and I had the pleasure of meeting his ass in Dallas, along with your uncle. Or
He's not truly his jaundice. No, no.
Wearing yellow. What was he doing?
I don't know.
Anyway,
But he wasn't. He's not. I talked to his pop in Carolina. He's like
he was just the annoying friend.
Yes, he's his annoying I gotcha. Friend. His real uncle has migrated. His real uncle walked up over to me in an Eagles jersey.
sound about right.
So, by the way, Marcus, we know you're listening right now, and we also know you're a Giants fan.
He was a Giants
was.
Fan.
Was, yes.
He was.
But he let that be known on TV, though.
No, it's okay.
Are you late?
It's all right.
He said,
I just want to make sure, because I know he's listening right now. He texted me. All right, I just want to make sure, Marcus, you know. Yeah. We know where your allegiance lied before.
That's okay.
But first of all, hold on. We got to
You know, wait. You wonder that, like, the thing that I've always really enjoyed is a person like Marcus who gets to see his son go through this journey these years.
First of all, I love your dad.
I love
your
it.
Dad's cool as hell.
Yeah, it's my guy. He said he really appreciates you guys for all this too.
I love. He must. Awesome. He must be so cool for you to share that with your pops.
Yeah, that's my guy, man. That's my guy. He taught me a lot.
So digging in dirt a little bit.
Yeah.
You like to talk a lot of trash.
Yeah.
Specifically about Nate Herbig's size of his fingers.
Sausage fingers?
See that was kind of a little that got a little out of context. You know, Nate's my guy, so I joke around him on the block. I joke around with everybody. I do. That's my guy, though. That's funny, though.
He's your guy.
What do his fingers look like?
Sausages. I mean, Nate know what his fingers look like.
Sausages. Baby sausages.
Right.
All right. Favorite story I've heard about you, and I'm going to read this specifically. You got it in front of you. PhillySportsNetwork.com reported this regarding you and the draft. All right. I had my family over, and it was a long 2 days. I had originally heard that I could slip into the end of the fourth or anywhere from round 3 to 7. On Saturday, I was thinking I could go fourth, but definitely going to go fifth. They go by, and now I'm sitting in the chair quiet, staring at the TV. My agent called moments before the Eagles did. He started talking about lining up free agent deals, and I freaked out. Turns out he knew the Eagles had picked me, and he just wanted to mess with me. The team called the second he hung up. Hold on, if you can't have an agent that screws with you like that, I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out BG. Shout out. He was a former Eagle. Barry Gardner was a former Eagle, but
BG.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
BG's my man too.
Talk to us about that draft experience that weekend.
When you talk to BG, tell him he's still ugly.
he probably
tell him Tank. Tell him Tank said he's still ugly.
Nah, it was that whole experience was crazy. It was more nerve wracking than anything. Like you said, this is really accurate. I had an idea. I was going 3 through 7 somewhere around there. I was getting. Earlier, when it started getting closer to draft, I was told maybe fourth, maybe fifth, so I was kind of excited. As the draft proceeded, you know, I fell back a little bit, and I'm just I'm sitting there. I eventually caught myself just sitting around, not doing nothing, just staring at the TV, quiet.
Did they jerk your chain like they did me? They caught me in the fourth and the fifth round.
Nah.
And some of them, hang loose. We might be having you on the draft board.
Yeah, they called me once and said that, you know, if you don't get drafted, they're going to pick you up.
Son of an onion. Yes, I hate that, don't you? Yeah,
I'm telling you, man. So I got that call from BG. He was like, you know, he's like, if you don't get nothing here, we're going to line up some free agent deals. I'm like, man, it's a whole round and a half left. Like, why are you talking like that? You know what I'm saying? And he just ended up telling me he was playing around. But I was scared. But it was an awesome experience, though.
That's cool. That's cool. Well, we are definitely happy to have you, not only on the show, but as a Philadelphia Eagle. And I think the future is bright for you, man, honestly.
I liked him coming out of school, but mainly because I watched him play. I'm the only one on this panel that really watches college football.
Here we go.
I watch Temple football.
Do we
Temple
have
football?
To listen to this every freaking week?
Well, because you don't watch college football.
I do. You know why?
Because
I bet every college game this Sunday.
My name is
or Saturday.
My name is not Diaz. I don't give a damn. So,
and we're going to get to that in just a minute, but
go ahead.
When we have our Twin Spire segment, you know what? Let's do that right now, and we're going to come back and still talk about Sean Bradley.
Yes.
Twin Spires, everybody. Download Twin Spires Casino and Sports app right now. Open up an account using Legion 10. Deposit $10. Bet $10. The next day, you'll have $250 deposited in your account. I will give you the trick to the world, everybody. Uh-oh, your dad. Your dad just texted me. He's listening.
What do you say?
Boom.
Happy face.
All right, I'm an over guy. Everybody knows this. Secret. 60% of the time the under hits. I bet every college game this Saturday. Every single one.
They were horrible.
And I came out with $250 per bet, $3,000 up top. I did the same thing for pro football, except last night's game, because there's no way I was touching that under. All right?
Yeah.
Came out $1,200 on top with a three-team parlay. Tank.
Yeah.
The Chiefs, the Rams, and the Colts, which we all talked about.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. So, Diaz, I know you're listening right now. Suck it. Straight up suck it.
You want to add more salt to the wound for Diaz?
Please. Sure. All day long.
So my wife, Rachel, she used her $250 free bet and won $800 on Sunday. I don't think Diaz did that. So if my wife has never gambled before.
Diaz sucks.
And she won $800. So
Sean, I wish you knew a little bit more about Diaz. You would understand how funny this all is.
Women be shopping.
Do they?
Anyway, let's do this. Because we have about, what, 4 minutes? 3 or 4 minutes left?
3 minutes here.
3 minutes.
All right, let's start on this, and we're going to filter into the final segment here. Let's talk about Vegas.
Okay.
All right, it's time to get into it.
Yeah, why not? Go ahead. And
I apparently don't know how to...
I don't know. You don't know how to fold paper?
Yeah.
Good thing, miles.
My pages are stuck together.
Well, the
Tank, you know a lot about that.
You like the run sheet that much?
So, like, how do the Eagles win this game?
Keys to victory, Spuds, go.
Get going early, man. You can't come from behind. Keep coming from behind. It just doesn't work.
Giggity.
Starwell, establish. Wait.
Urban Meyer does that.
I'm going to give Tank a heart attack. Establish the running game on offense.
I got it.
All right. And run the football a little bit.
Urban Meyer came from behind in two different
But mostly, the first and second downs are killing the Eagles on offense and defense. Mm-hmm. Third and short on defense is not a good thing. And so, to me, the whole thing is about being better on first and second down, because it leads to sustaining drives on offense and getting off the field on defense.
Tank.
And that's it.
Strike first, strike hard, no mercy, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Sean, what do you guys think you need? What is being talked about? I mean, I know
Hold on.
Excuse me?
Don't do that to the young man. He can't divulge what they're doing.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about specific plays.
He actually is a pro. He's
I'm
good.
Talking about what are they saying that you need to do. What do you need to contain? What is your goal on defense aside keeping them to 17 points?
I mean, you know, just limit the explosive, the big plays. That's what they want to come out and do, so we would limit that. And then I think we just need to start fast, like he said. Just come on, play hard.
Henry Ruggs is a stud, fast, deep threat. But
Waller.
I think the Eagles' advantage is the front seven against the Vegas Raiders offensive line. It's not a great offensive line. They haven't run the ball at all this year.
We've had a lot of pigeons. The only one we took advantage of was Atlanta.
Yes, and Carolina, I would say.
We took advantage of that.
67. Yeah. They took advantage. Okay. And now there was only three sacks in that game.
But there was a bunch of quarterback hits, also three interceptions.
Exactly. And so the thing with this line that we're coming up against, they're one of the most penalized offensive lines in the NFL currently. So with holding calls and pre-snap calls when they get hurt.
Oh, my God. So this game should last till 5 o'clock out there.
Well, I hope so because I hope we get them in a catch-22 where they're holding and they're clawing and holding. Because when you're clawing and holding, that means that I'm kicking your teeth in.
I'm going to let everybody know. Sean, you look like you had something to say.
Go ahead.
Not in my head. I felt that.
All right, got to wrap this up. All right, let's do this. We're going to come back for a final segment, give final thoughts on the Vegas game.
Where's Sean's food?
Vegas Raiders.
Where's Sean's food? Oh, sorry.
Wow, here we go.
Deepest apologies.
All right, everybody.
Tough crowd.
Green Legion Radio, the Players Show, live on Fox Sports The Gambler here in Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, broadcasting live from Crab du Jour on North Broad Street here in Philadelphia. If you're anywhere close, come on in. We got Sean Bradley, Eagles linebacker, signing autographs, taking photos. We have Spuds, who isn't doing anything except tucking in his cashmere sweater. Tank is just holding up the fort. Sack is pretending like he actually knows what he's talking about, but we caught him on the first time, making a mistake. Sean, I'm so happy you audited the Swami.
I was at that game.
I was at that game, too.
That's awesome.
Got the wrong year.
We'll be back right after this. All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio live from Crab du Jour on North Broad Street in Philadelphia. The Players Show. We are joined by our friend linebacker for the Philadelphia Eagles, Sean Bradley. On Temple's campus with Temple grad. That's awesome. We love that. Also, Hollis Tag Thomas, Dave Spadaro, Chris Sackmaster, Sack Attack, Reggie. Ooh, ha, ha. Sorry, that's from Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo.
Yeah. We want you to be part of our club. Oh, really? Okay, cool. Right. And, of course, Slash. Sam is taking a break tonight. She is... still overwhelmed by Tom Brady's performance on Thursday. A little excited still.
Well, they are married, so God bless her heart.
Everybody, Bucks County Baseball Company, the premier vintage sports and clothing collectibles retail store in the tri-state area. Visit their Bristol location over the weekend or just go to the website. It's bigger than the store, BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. That's BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. All right. Real quick, Dave, I want to address this with you real fast.
Please.
Lane Johnson, now that I don't want to say the proverbial cat is out of the bag, but when can we – how is Lane doing first? That's important. And when do we expect to see him suiting back up at any timetable?
I mean, everybody's really glad that he's back. He seems to be fine, working through a lot of things. There's a lot of pressure on players. It's a very difficult world we live in. And so I think everybody's been extremely supportive of him, his teammates, his coaches, the Eagles organization. As far as when he comes back and plays, I mean, I don't know what kind of shape he's in. It could be this week. Who knows? He's going to be back on the practice field tomorrow. And I think the Eagles want to see how he moves around, how he feels, how he can absorb, you know, some bodies on top of him, bumping into him. But we all wish him the best. And Lane's a great player, and he's actually a great guy, too. So this is far more important than winning football games with what's going on with Lane Johnson. So... We root for the best for him.
We agree. When we initially heard, we all wanted to know, and we are not taking mental health lightly in this world anymore. And Lane, for everybody here at Green Legion Radio and the Green Legion, man, we love you for everything you've done. We love you for everything that you will do, and we love you for who you are right now. So we got your back. Yeah. What do you got, Zach?
Sam Brady is chiming in. I hate all of you.
Perfect. Sam, it's unanimous. We all hate you.
I don't.
No, that's
like
Diaz. Sam. Yeah, we love Sam. We hate Diaz.
Oh. Yeah, that too. So, anyway. Sean, you're going to see a lot of Eagles fans out in Vegas. This is the big trip of the year. We know if you have not signed up We have 130 spots left on our tailgate, and that is it.
125.
Thanks, Tank.
Well, no, because the five of my partners just signed up.
Oh, yes. Our man Jari Evans is going to be joining us.
So, yeah, they just posted. They said they took the money out of my account. I was like, I'm sure that if they took the money, that you could get in.
Sean, I wonder if you could tell us what you're – so you really get into the game plan study tomorrow and so forth. What do you study? What position groups are you studying? What are you looking for? Kind of tell the fans what your process is like this week.
I mean, we break it down off of first and second down. So we'll go through the first and second down game plan, figure out what they're going to run, look at the personnel, what players they like, what plays they like to go to. Thursday, we'll move on a little third down, you know, do some red zone, stuff like that. So,
is it really significantly different one team to the next?
I mean, somewhat, but at the end of the day, all the teams are really, really good. That's why, you know how it's so hard to win football games on Sundays because every team is really good. So teams are similar, but they're also different in their own unique way. They maybe do one or two things different, but
like the way they block things up,
exactly,
or
the way they scheme things, the way the runs are set up, some of their passes. Some might be a quick team, some might be a explosive, try to go over the top of your head play. So
the weird thing, it sounds like this, just like when I played, we did 907, and we did the run stuff on Wednesday. We did the meat and potatoes of the game plan. And then what they would end up doing was, on Wednesday night after meetings and stuff, then the coaches met, they would take some stuff out because it didn't work. Obviously, they didn't work against what was going on. And then on Thursday, it was third down and obviously two-minute drill and all that stuff because it was just like a long drawn-out thing. And then on Friday, that's when you get the goal line in the red zone.
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody, we got to do this real quick. Sean, you can abstain from anything you want here. However, we are getting to our favorite segment of Green Legion Radio Show called Kick Ass or Jackass.
Gotcha.
It's fun to take part.
Even though you only do it half the time.
No, I don't.
Yes, you're
right. There you go. Tank, am I right?
What is this? Pick on a cashmere sweater guy today?
It is.
You do have it.
That's every day.
I'm going to go rub your shoulder for about 60 seconds and poke your head.
I got a date.
All right, everybody. Kaja, kick ass or jackass? We go down the row. You tell us whether or not you think it's kick ass or jackass. Starting with Slash, Sack, Spuds, Sean, and then Tank. The Eagles losing to the Raiders in Super Bowl 15, first ever wild card to win the Super Bowl. We all know what this answer is.
Jackass.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot, but jackass.
Sure. Jackass.
Nick Foles dropping 7 TDs on them back in 2016?
15? It was Chip Kelly era.
15.
Yeah. BDN?
It was 2013.
It was 13, yeah.
13,
it was
27. You're right, it was 13.
It was 27 and 2.
I totally redeemed myself.
It was 27 and 2 year.
Slightly.
Wow, how could I forget that?
I don't know.
Long time ago.
Chip Kelly taking Nick Foles out with 5 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the game and not letting him get touchdown number 8.
Wins and health come before records. Kick-ass.
Yeah, why don't you have a smoothie with that? Jackass.
Thank you.
I'm going to say kick-ass. Show class. Win with class.
What are you going to say?
I'm going to say kick-ass. Thank you.
I'm going to say jackass. I would have liked my guy to get the record. I'm sorry.
What if
we had
hurt?
429 people behind the bench. We had lower-level tickets all screaming, put Nick in. Put Nick in. Zach.
No, I was just saying we got 2 minutes.
2 minutes. I got you.
Hurry up.
Rapid fire.
All right. Chucky.
What do you think I'm going to say? Jackass.
I mean, I love Chucky. I hate the emails, but I love Chucky. So, but he's jackass right now.
Jackass across the board.
I've known him since 1996, one of the most deplorable human beings ever.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I always thought that.
Yeah.
Why are you always smirking, you bastard?
Yeah, jackass.
Right?
You knew him, right, Hollis?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
The other Chucky.
Child's Play. I was just going to say Child's Play was a good movie. Kick ass!
No, I'm talking about Mark Davis.
I aspire to have the confidence to have that haircut one day. Jackass.
Oh, yeah, you're Lloyd Christmas from Dumb and Dumber. That's the haircut. Jackass.
Total jackass.
I will say right now, jackass. I know it's jackass across the world. That, my friends, is white privilege. Anybody that's allowed to have that much money with that haircut is terrible. All right? He represents every ginger kid from the South Park episode. Not going to lie. And finally, Carl Nassib.
Kick ass.
Kick ass, for sure. BU.
Westchester's Carl Nassib. Kick ass.
Kick ass.
Kick ass.
Kick ass, man. It takes a lot to step up. And I did have the privilege and pleasure.
It takes a lot to sit next to Quimby on a flight.
On a flight. I sat next to Carl Nassib back from Vegas in April on a first-class flight after I did my site inspection. Excellent human being. Don't care what you like. Don't care what you do. As long as you're an excellent human being.
On your way to the country club, you did that first class to went right to the golf?
I always fly first
and
class.
And we were wrapping
golden up. Pheasant.
And here we go. Everybody, Green Legion Radio live from Crab du Jour.
Sean Bradley, everybody.
Sean Bradley.
Was getting there.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Get a win on Sunday. Get a win on Sunday.
Yeah.
Beat the Raiders.
Everybody brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Next week, we'll be at the Finn. $35 private event with Sean's counterpart, Alex Singleton.
My guy. It's my guy.
He is a great role model, an excellent person. You guys make sure you check that out on our website tomorrow. On behalf of everybody, Sean, we appreciate you being
Thank
here,
you,
my
Sean.
Friend.
I appreciate you guys having me.
Yo. Go Birds. Encore.
You guys, we will see you live from Las Vegas on Sunday. We out, baby.